Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we began studying the first section of the book, the 10 parental talks, and the 2 wisdom speeches were introduced by Proverbs 1 verses 8 to 9. We saw how those 2 verses call the young to attentively listen to parental instructions. Today, we look at Proverbs 1, verses 10 to 14. This is the first part of a warning against misleading and destructive advice. Proverbs 1, verses 10 to 14, reading from the ESV. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without reason. Like Sheol, let us swallow them alive, and whole like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all precious goods. We shall fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot among us. We will all have one purse. Attempts to entice the young into corrupt and violent lifestyles are forewarned against. The enticers try to connect with the young by saying us and we. But the enticers' values are toxic. Their get-rich-quick schemes disregard God's laws. Their communities are founded on the idolatry of wealth and violence rather than on honoring God. Proverbs bases its response on having faith in the dependability of God's word and trusting that God will bring about justice. The enticers are called sinners. They are missing the mark, not aiming to obey God's commands, violating their relationship with God and His people. It's important to them to lure the young away from God's goodness and into error. The father warns his son against even thinking of yielding to their enticements. Thinking wrong thoughts opens the door to wrong choices and habitual wrongdoing. The enticers advertise their murderous occupation as offering adventure, easy pickings, and camaraderie. But the wise father forewarns his young son by exposing the enticers' criminality. He shows how their own words expose and condemn them. The enticers explain how they plan their crime, how they carry it out, and what the payoff is. With the subtlety of the evil one himself, the enticers tempt the young son to join them. God has created us to need and be in community. Good company strengthens character. Bad company corrupts it. The enticers call the young son to join them in their calculated, pre-planned ambush. They are unashamed, even boasting that their victim is innocent. The enticers are cold, entirely driven by greed, and want to make the young son join them and become like them. So they take pride in being killers who wantonly destroy life. Their prey is unsuspecting and has never done them any harm. But the predators destroy and plunder them. Whereas verse 11 speaks of a victim, singular, verse 12 speaks of victims, plural. Such a crime would be bad enough even if it was a one-off. But for the enticers, it's habitual. Crime is their way of life. Greed motivates the enticers. Through their life of crime, they have already accumulated houses and valuables. They appear successful and well-established. But they want more. Coveting, taking, and exploiting is their modus operandi. They use people and love things rather than loving people and using things as God intended. The enticers use their seeming prosperity as further enticement. They try to awaken greed in the young son they are targeting, telling him that he can share the loot. By joining them, he'll get rich more easily and quickly than by his own efforts. The lot spoken of here referred to the lot that was cast to choose people for important tasks, to establish guilt or innocence, and to distribute land among the tribes of Israel. It was believed to reveal God's guidance. The enticers want the young son to pour his God-given life, gifts and energies into their evil work and become one of them. Proverbs 1:15-19 explains why this would be a horrible idea. We'll study that next time. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for how your word warns us against evil and the enticements of wrongdoers. Help us to listen to you and live wisely. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.